Okay. So it says, Roy shelo lecho b'yom purim kodim shikayim et mitzvah sayom. Right? So one should not eat. This is a rule with all mitzvahs that they have the day, like for lulav, etc. One shouldn't eat before they do the mitzvah, once the zman has set in for that. In Yud, he says, Mutter lishloach monos mi peros shviyis. Okay, so you're allowed to send shviyis products. V'chein lachzir l'mi shesholach lo mehen. You're allowed to return them. V'ein bekach mishum priyas chov. This isn't considered a problem of repaying a debt with shviyis, per shviyis. Yotzei chovas mishloach monos af b'monos she'ein l'mekabel rashoi l'ochlon mitamei brius. So let's say a person can't eat the item for whatever health. I don't know, they're allergic to it, or they're on a diet, or they're, I don't know, whatever reason they refuse it. So he says, nevertheless, you're still yotzi with that. If you look in Yud Ches, he says, Va'af, dehamitzvah leharbos simcha v'reis, right? The whole inyan of mishloach monos is to increase joy and friendship, right? Aydei mishloach tzarchi ha'su'uda, right? So you're sending food that they could eat for it, like it should be a food item. V'nido didon lo yochlu ha'makabel, he's not going to eat it. Nekomokom shapi yotzi de'echovas b'kach. It's you're still yotzi by giving him food that he could have eaten, right? Even though he refuses it, right? That's the famous remark: if you refuse it, you're still yotzi. In 34, down at the bottom, the Orchos Halacha, it says v'chirush yagal kasev rabenu v'hadam rebpesachim samaches ambeiz hakomod mepurim debein lochem, right? It's a whole machlokis over there about how do you spend your Yom Tov? Is it Chatzi Lashem, Chatzi Lachem? So everybody agrees on Purim. Everybody's on Purim, you have to have Lachem. For yourself, you have to assume, my time, you may Mishte V'Simcha, because it says in the Megillah that it's the days of Mishte V'Simcha. Debe Emes, Gam Bezeh Hatam Hu, Kemosha Omru Sham, Le'inyin Etzeres, right? Just like by the same thing by Shavuos, right? Do you have to have it? Debe Inyin Lachem, Mishum, De Yom Shinos Nebo Torah, Hu. It's a day of Nesinas HaTorah. Morning. As Rav Schechter pointed out, I think they just recently had an interview in the Jewish press where he spoke out very strongly against people getting ridiculously drunk. It's not proper. It's a day of Kabbalah Satorah. So you have to be in a proper frame of mind for Kabbalah Satorah. We're in footnote 34. Shai Bepurim, Kibluv Me'ahavas Anais. We received, we returned, and we're Makabal the Torah again because of the tremendous love that we had. El Kevin Sha Kabbalah Haisa Biratum Lakach Mosifin Gam Mishte Milchloch Monos Ishrehu Lafushe Simcha. It's an inion of spreading the joy as well. Okay, that was just
you give a shochmon to somebody, he takes it and gives it to somebody else.
It's fine, you're allowed to recycle. Yeah. You're allowed to recycle. Just don't let them catch you doing that. Okay. Yud Beis.
In the label offers.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you have two different types of the same thing, but they have a different taste. You have barbecue chicken, you have fried chicken. Kigon, achilik ha'elyon v'atachton shel basar of v'dom. All right, so the wing or a thigh, whatever it is, and a different piece of white meat. Chashuv k'shtei monos, right? That's considered to be two different things. We always like to talk about the popular misconception. People think you have to have two different brachos in your mishloach. That's not true. You have to have two different items, but it could be two shahakos, it could be two mazonos, but it has to be two different. He brings actually something interesting in 36 that we're not choshesh for. He says, Vadivre Habeni Shchai. He brings parashat Tetzave. Shitzorich lehaniach komin b'chli b'fnei atzmo. You have to put each one of them in a separate container. V'lo yaniach shnehem b'chli echa. Don't put the two things, don't put the two pieces of chicken, two different chicken, two different things in one kli. Tam adav rekaz the b'sefer Torah l'shma mishum dekayim lam b'shabbes gabi kupa malei achardal the ag kli shmei agid. When you have a lot of different mustard seeds in one container, it combines them all into one big thing, right? Im kain hu adin hocha here too the hakli mishum kol sheish bo. Kimona achas. It would combine everything into one big mona, one portion. You don't want to do that, so you want to put everything into a separate container. He says, Chiddush Gadol Hein. This is a tremendous Chiddush. V'lo chashin aleich. We're not concerned with this concept that appears in the Ben Yishchai, that you'd have to individually wrap, or that you can put them all into one container, and we don't consider that there's like a tziruf over here, and it turns into one big gift instead of two. Okay, Yud Gimel. Hashleich monos lachaveira atanai shiachzor makabel v'yishlach gam hu lo monos. If you send it on condition that he's going to send it back, mistaber delo yotze. You would not be yotze with that. Okay, let me. I'm going to skip a little bit, just try to get in. Let's go to. Let's skip. I wanted to get Matanos Lavion. I'm looking in Chaf. Tried to cover. I want to go a little bit in this as well. I think this might be our last time before Purim. Hagdoras Evyon, right in Chaf. So how do you the Hagdora, the way you label, you classify as being an Evyon, Shemitzvah Litein Lomon, Matan, you have to give him a gift, Biyom Purim. He mi she'ein lo tzrochim ha'achreichim lefarnasas beiso. A person who doesn't have the basic necessities. That's what an Evyon. There's different levels. There's an Oni. An Evyon is even on a lower level than an Evyon. A person, he needs even the basic necessities. There's a Rashi in Chumash that says like this as well. You look in 62. He says, le'inyin shir ha'matonis. So how much should you actually give? If you want to make sure you did it correctly, yitin matana hachashuva hein lenosein vhein lemakabel. Something that's chashuv both from your perspective and from the one who is receiving it.
And if you're giving to Mr. Stern, you give something nicer than you're giving to somebody else.
That's true. Right? You give to a gevir, you give something a little bit nicer.
I'm going to go to my gila reading.
You're going to the gila reading?
At first.
All right. Enjoy.
Are you going?
No. Matanos levyonim yitnu b'nei ha'ir le'evyoni ha'ir. Right? You have to give to people in your thing because that's their day. V'nei krach le'evyoni ha'krach. And the people that are celebrating Purim on the day of the krach, then you give to them. Aval lo yitain ben ir le'ven krach shepurim shelo le'macharis. So you can't give to somebody who's celebrating Purim on a different day than you. And that leads right into the...
You have some people, you know, in Yerushalayim, so you order online, you know, something that we sent people in Yerushalayim on Shushan Purim, that doesn't work.
Unless it's going to be given on that day.
No, it'll be given in Yerushalayim on Shushan Purim, but you don't observe Shushan Purim, you're here, and
No, so as we're saying, that's right. that's their day, so that works. We're talking about giving on your day. If you give on your day to them,
so you're with the Shalmans. If you give to somebody, even though on the day that you don't observe, right?
Has to be on their day. Ein liting levyonim esamat zehem kodim yom apurim. You can't give out beforehand. The whole inyan of giving out matanos levyonim is bedavka bo b'yom, right? Not to make an advance payment. And by the way, here's $100. But this will be Yotzi Purim with it. It's in 2 weeks. Okay, just hold on to it until then. No, you have to give it on the day itself. That's why a lot of these tzedakah organizations, will, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, in America, they say, we'll be Yotzi with this because we're going to be giving it out on that day. Well, Ella, Yitnim Lahem Beyom HaPurim Atzma. You have to give it on the day itself. That's an important thing. It's actually during the day. It's not even during the nighttime. It's during the day of Purim as well. Okay. He says, Yotzin Yedei Chovas Matanos Levyonim Binesinas Machas Bank. Check. He says, Yotzi with a check.
You are
Yotzi. Provided the banks are open, right? In other words, if you give a check that the Oni can't use it, then that's not helpful to him. But if he could go now take that check, and that's because he could cash it out on that day.
And then now you can put it into the ATM and it'll give you at least 100, depending on the bank, 100 or 200 credit, depending on the, you know.
You can put a check into an ATM and get money?
Yeah.
Okay.
The immediate clearing of 100 or 200, depending on the bank, you know.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Okay, what about being moichel a debt? You owe me $100, I'll forget about it. Is that considered as... He says no. In the Chaf Dalet, Ein Adam Yotzei Dechovas Matanos Levyonim Mechilas Chov Sheish Lo Al Ha'oni. Right? So the Oni, you know, I've been buying on credit from your store for... I have a $200... forget about it. Happy Freilich Purim. Okay, very nice. It's very nice. You moichel it, but that's not called Matanos Levyonim. You didn't give anything. It's a Mechila. I have time for one more, the most important halacha. Tziva ha'avliv no shlo yishtakir b'purim. If the father says the son not to get drunk, shamalo, he has to listen. The father says, that's a din of kibud avim, you cannot drink, get drunk, if your father commands a child not to. Okay, this morning's shiur should be l'ilui nishmas, my father, Moshe Mendel Ben Shneur Zalman.